Sheriff, man carjacked after being zip-tied, burned on California road. By Amy Furr on December 11, 2022. A man in Sutter County, California, was targeted Wednesday by a group that allegedly tied him up and set him on fire before taking his car. The suspects allegedly tricked the man by pretending to be stranded on the side of the road. KCRA reported Friday, adding that officials with the Sutter County Sheriff's Office are looking for the alleged carjackers. The man, who is in his early 30s, called the office that night saying his car had been stolen, and deputies later arrived at the scene on Hutchinson Road and South George Washington Boulevard. The man had reportedly been attacked and burned. Therefore, medical crews took him to a local hospital for treatment. He eventually told deputies a person standing by a black SUV flagged him down on the road and he got out of the car to see if she required assistance. However, that's when two men got out of the SUV, the KCRA article continued. The sheriff's office said one of the men had what looked like a gun, and the other had a knife. The two men zip-tied his legs, poured gasoline on him and lit him on fire before stealing his wallet and vehicle. He was left on the side of the road and managed to put out the fire by rolling on the ground, the sheriff's office said. He was later able to call the sheriff's office. The man's car was located several miles away from the scene along with a replica firearm. Officials did not release information regarding the suspects, but citizens with more information pertaining to the case were asked to contact the sheriff's office by dialing 530-822-2310. A similar instance occurred in December 2021 when a citizen became the victim of a carjacking as he tried to help someone found lying in the middle of a road in West Goshen Township, Pennsylvania. Mark Turner pulled over to help a person he believed was a hit-and-run victim, but while he was on the phone with 911, suspect Darren DeRussos jumped up from the road and got into Turner's car. Following a chase with police, officers finally stopped the car and took the suspect into custody. It turns out, the suspect allegedly stole someone else's car in Westchester 6 days prior, the outlet said, adding he was out on bail when he was accused of stealing Turner's vehicle. As the crime wave sweeps across the nation, citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article read. In September, the White House made an attempt to downplay Biden's responsibility when it came to crime, describing the issue as complicated, Breitbart News reported.